safety that employees radiated as they scurried throughout the building. Second, General Technologies obviously worked hard at making its employees feel valued. From the lobby and health club, to the credit union and employee food court, even on the flat-screen monitors in the elevators, appeared the words, "General Technologies, our people are our greatest competitive advantage." I need to come work here, I caught myself thinking on my trip to the 40th floor. Must be nice to work in a place where you don't feel like a cog in a wheel. Moments later, I found myself standing in the anteroom of Theodore McBride's office, talking to Christina Nickel. "Hello, Mr. Pentak," she said. "Mr. McBride is expecting you. He's wrapping up an overseas conference call and will be available shortly." "No problem," I said, taking the opportunity to probe. "Tell me, how long have you worked for Mr. McBride?" She turned and smiled. 14 years, she answered. "I take it you must like working for him to stay so long." "Mr. McBride is the best person I've ever worked for," she declared. "Why's that?" I asked. At that moment, she noticed that McBride's extension light had gone off on her phone console. "He's ready. Right this way." While reaching for McBride's door, she answered my question. "He expects the best from us, and we give it to him because we know he's giving his best to us in return." The door swung open, and I found myself face to face with the legendary Theodore McBride, looking for all the world like someone's grandfather. He surprised me by speaking first. "It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Pentak," he said, firmly clasping my hand in both of his. "I'm Ted McBride." Suddenly, I felt like I was 9 years old and back in short pants. "I can't believe I'm this nervous," I thought. After several minutes of small talk, however, the old man had me completely at ease. He had an engaging personality and listened intently to everything I said. Finally, I asked the question that had kept me up nearly the entire night. "Tell me," I said. "I've been dying to know why I chose you to do the interview," he interrupted. "Yes," I nodded. "And why now?" "Because you're green and inexperienced and haven't yet been tainted with arrogance. In terms of why now, at the moment you don't need to know. You just need to know that I have my reasons." He noted the puckered expression on my face and continued, "Look, don't take that personally. I get 100 requests a year to do what we're going to do here today. All of them come from seasoned business broadcast and media journalists who already know all the answers. They get on the nightly news and pontificate with absolute certainty about what the market is going to do and why. The only problem is, one will say with absolute certainty that the market is going to go up, while another will say with equal assurance that it's going down. These are the same people who have reported on my company for years. One time, one of your more sensational competitors wrote, after I had cashed in a sizable portion of my stock options, that I had insider information that our company was about to experience a severe decline in earnings. He accused me of cashing out ahead of the public and suggested that I should be investigated by the SEC. Everyone else picked it up because it was news. The only problem was the decline in earnings never came. I cashed out to pay for my daughter's wedding, nothing more. I chose you, Mr. Pentak, because you don't write that way. There's an honesty about your writing. What's more, you're still young and idealistic enough to be teachable. I'm not going to hand over the 7 greatest management principles to anyone who already has all the answers." "The 7 greatest management principles?" I mumbled, wondering if the interview was about to turn into something more than I had planned. "Yes. It's no surprise General Technologies has been the number one company to work for in America for much of the last decade. There's a spirit of teamwork here that isn't found in most companies. That didn't happen by accident." "It happened because of the 7 principles?" I asked. "Absolutely. The best part is, you don't have to be a company of 50,000 to see them work. They'll work in any setting, for anyone who knows and acts upon them. It doesn't matter if you're a sales manager for a pharmaceutical giant, a manager of a small fast food franchise, or the director of a Sunday school department. It doesn't matter, because people are the same wherever you go. You just have to know what the principles are and follow them." "How did you come up?"